You're listening to The Common Constitutionalist, broadcast from an undisclosed location, free from the prying eyes of establishment black helicopters.
Good morning to everyone. This is The Common Constitutionalist coming at you post-Christmas, as it were. This morning I've got three topics to talk about. The left, the angry left, there's a shocker. Racism, woohoo, that's in the news again? Wow, how'd that happen? And stranger than fiction, that you just can't write this stuff, man. I'm telling you, fiction writers couldn't do any better. But at any rate, I'll save that gem for the end. All right, the first one is this, the angry passenger who flew out of LaGuardia. I guess he was flying to Dallas. He was flying by himself. And he was ticked off that the flight attendants, the flight crew, I think a couple of them actually, in succession, wished him a Merry Christmas. And that just didn't sit right with this, I'm guessing, had to have been leftist a-hole. You just don't say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, to a leftist a-hole. And I don't know if this guy's a leftist, I don't know if he's just an angry guy, but I'd bet almost anything that he's a hardcore lefty. Maybe not one of those protesting kind, but just a hardcore lefty, maybe atheist jerkwad. Anyway, he's flying from LaGuardia to Dallas. I guess it was last Tuesday, and the flight crew, upon entering the cabin of the aircraft, wished him a Merry Christmas. And according to the New York Post, the baffled airline staffer inquired of the passenger, "Well, what should I say?" In response, he snapped back, "Don't say Merry Christmas," before brusquely passing by her. Well, boo freaking who to you, dude. It's virtually Christmas time. It was Tuesday before Christmas. Like she said, or I guess it was a she, actually, it doesn't even say. But at any rate, I assume it's the female flight attendant or something who said Merry Christmas asked, what should I say then? She's right. What should she say? And why would anyone be so offended? The whole Kwanzaa thing, I think it started on the 26th, the day after Christmas. That's a crock of crap, too. It's a black separatist thing. Christmas is for whitey, so that's how this guy, I think it was in 1965 or something, he thought up this idea, because Christmas was for whitey, and they needed something that was just for blacks. That'll bring everybody together, right? So Kwanzaa is a crock of crap. But if somebody wished me a Merry Kwanzaa or a Happy Kwanzaa or a Jolly Kwanzaa, it's a Holly Jolly Kwanzaa, how could you get offended by that unless you're looking to be offended? And that's the problem with these leftists. They go out of their way, they search, they scour the earth looking for places to be offended so they can just be pissed off all the time. I just don't understand it. It's like they've got no joy in their lives. I had a salesman a long time ago, he retired a long time ago, in my company who just, I don't know if he was a lefty or not, but he was just, it was almost as if he wasn't happy unless he was angry about something. And it's just, what the hell kind of life is that? But that seems to be what this guy is. He's just like, maybe he was ticked off because he's a New Yorker. And he had to fly back. Maybe his family lives in Dallas, Texas, or they're Texans, and he's ticked off that he's got to go visit his hick family during Texas, that he can't stay in Gotham or something for Christmas or something. Maybe he's ticked off at the world for that. I don't know, but this is just, it's ridiculous. But such is life. Glad he was dragged off his plane, and I guess his butt got dragged off the plane 40 minutes later, and the passengers all cheered and clapped, and I think that's awesome. That's the Christmas spirit. All right, another shooting, another riot. What a big surprise. Actually, I guess the riots never really did stop. This thing's got must-have Occupy Wall Street guys green with envy. These riots are just going on and on and on. The Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street thing, that just petered out in no time flat, basically. Big splash and then zip, nothing. They all dirty, nasty, leftist anarchists just all went home or went back to their cardboard boxes or wherever they live and dispersed, and that was the end of it. A black rioting thing is just, it's absolutely unbelievable. They'll protest and they'll riot over a ham sandwich, but only if the ham sandwich is made by Whitey. So anyway, this, I guess the latest rioting thing was over this shooting in Berkeley. Now, as the minute I heard this, I'm going, Berkeley, Missouri? It's right outside of Ferguson. Few minutes as the crow flies or something like that from Ferguson. It's not very far at all. And I'm thinking, what, didn't I do something? As usual, didn't I write an article a while back on blankety blank? Yeah, I did. I did an article on Berkeley, Missouri. It was about a month or two ago. Probably, yeah, it might have been a month or two ago. It was around the grand jury thing. And Berkeley, Missouri put out this alert to all the townspeople, and it gave the feeling of like a winter storm warning or a winter storm alert, and it was really great. It was informational until you figured out what the heck the alert was all about. It was, you know, make sure your car has gas, make sure you have 3 or 4 days worth of food and water in the house, and it was all this good stuff that, wow, this is great, the town's doing this for the people. Putting out this official-looking news alert, until you find out that it's pre-riot gear. Stay hunkered down in your house. Make sure your gas is full, your car's full of gas, so you can hightail it out of town if the rioters come pillage your house or something like that. It was the most absurd thing, and I'm going, Berkeley, man. And, you know, and it's just a stone's throw from Ferguson, and I thought at the time, well, okay, if it could, you know, the riots could get that far out, that's ridiculous. And now all of a sudden you get this shooting of the black teenager at a gas station in Berkeley, of all places, go figure, and they're rioting over this. And this sucker's so cut and dry, the kid's caught on video pointing a gun at the police. Well, what in the hell do they want the police to do? Just be targets? Do they want them just to sit there and get shot? This is, it's ridiculous. These people are protesting, rioting over absolutely nothing. They'll find, just like this angry jerkwad at LaGuardia Airport, they'll just look for anything to be pissed off about. And these are professional protesters. A lot of them are flown in or bussed in or whatever. At least the organizers are, and they go out and they get pissed off, and they pretend to be pissed off, and they gin up all this hatred towards the white race, so to speak, as if it's our fault that the cops shot an armed kid that was pointing a gun at them. Hell, if somebody pointed a gun at me, they'd be down in a freaking heartbeat. I couldn't care if they were a Martian. It wouldn't matter to me. If they were green with purple polka dots, brother, I'm taking them down. But unlike the Michael Brown thing or the Eric Garner thing or whatever, this thing was cut and dry. It's pure and simple. It wasn't the cops' fault. It was the opposite of the Tamir Rice incidents where, in my opinion, sorry, police officers, but those two idiots were, in fact, idiots. Those cops got nothing. They deserve to get their badges stripped away, and frankly, they should end up in a jail cell. These guys, like I said, somebody pulls a gun on you, man, game over. That's it, as far as I'm concerned. And then you got, I think it was Juan Williams, a couple days ago, I was watching Fox News, and they had the Five or the Friday, whatever, I can't remember who it was. But anyway, he's one of the guys on the panel was talking about the organizers of these riots, and if you just look up on their their websites and whatnot, and these organizers, they're all frickin' communists, socialists of the world organizers, and they fly in and they gin up the hatred towards the crackers. And they get everything going, and then people get all lathered up, and they go out and riot and loot and pillage and whatever. And that's what happens, and it's always these same people who come here, and they hate America. Gee, that sounds familiar. Do we know anyone in the Oval Office that hates America, too? And then you get guys, after this guy, he rattles off all these organizations that are organizing these protests and these riots. They're not protests. They're just riots in waiting. That's all they are. They're not peaceful protests. They're just riots in waiting. They start out peaceful, knowing full well that you just keep shouting and you keep, kill the cops and do all this stuff. Who do we want dead? How do we want them dead? When do we want them dead? It's absurd. And so anytime you get these hippie freak-looking long-haired white people marching with the black locals, you know exactly who these people are. I guarantee you they're not just white citizens walking, they're sitting at home, mom and the kids are baking cookies, and they see the rioters or the protesters march by, and they say, "Let's go out and make ourselves a sign in the garage and join these whack jobs and protest." That's not the way it works. This is all organized. And then you get people like Juan Williams, the lefty on Fox, he's okay and he seems like a great guy and all, but he just can't. He just toes the lefty line. It's ridiculous. Poo-pooing the fact that everything's communist. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but a lot in this country is turning that way. They're just coming out of the closet, and it's just the way it is. I really feel for these people in these towns. They get sucked into these situations, these unfortunate situations, a police shooting or whatnot, and automatically the police are supposed to be held accountable, judge, jury, and executioner before anything's even investigated. But this one's cut and dry. I mean, pure and simple, as cut and dry the other way as the Tamir Rice video was, in my opinion. This is the exact opposite. These cops had no choice. They had to gun this kid down. I mean, you pull a gun on a cop, what the hell do you expect is going to happen? All right, and as promised, I can't contain myself. This is so pathetic. It's so funny. I can't even contain myself. It's just so absurd. In England, there was these vets found an abandoned seal pup, and it was a jet black seal pup that was abandoned by its mother or its family or its, close relatives. I don't know what seal colonies are like. But at any rate, it's something like that. So this thing's abandoned, and occasionally that happens in the animal kingdom, where animals will abandon their young. Some species, I think tigers or something, male tigers will actually eat their young, and so that's the female's got to be a little leery of dad going off. What happened to the kids? Oh, I ate them. But at any rate, this seal pup is, it was jet black, and apparently that's really uncommon, that there's a jet black seal pup. Usually they're like gray to brown and stuff like that. And so he was abandoned, and the reason why the vets say they've abandoned is, it was also attacked by its clan or its family or whatever the hell they are. the report says vets believe a black seal pup. Hold on to your hats on this one, folks. Black seal pup was beaten up. You could just picture this in a cartoon. Beaten up, bullied, and abandoned by its family and other seals. And they believe it was a victim of a racist attack. Yes. I can't believe. Racist seals. I mean, we're just scraping the bottom of the barrel here, folks. You can't write this crap. You just can't make this stuff up. Apparently, this seal pup, and it was injured. There's no doubt about it. It had been attacked by other seals, and a black seal is relatively uncommon. I get that, but this is the reasoning behind it. It may have been abandoned because of its color, but seals wouldn't know racism if it passed them on the street. Not that a seal would be walking down the street, but you know what I mean. And it was in pretty tough shape, and they nursed him back to life. I don't know if they're going to keep the seal or whether they're going to let him out to the wild, and maybe they'll find a nice black family to take care of him or something. I don't know. But this stuff it's so ridiculous. Heck, if these people wrote down or listened to what they had said, written down, somebody wrote it down and handed it to them and said, "This is what you just said. Isn't this the most absurd thing you've ever heard?" You gotta believe that these people will say, "Is that what I really said? That an animal, one who can't reason, one who doesn't have the capacity to do such a thing, one who because they don't have the capacity for that kind of reason and emotion, a vicious racist attack on another animal? Are you freaking kidding me? It's the most absurd thing, but these people are just so wacky, it's just not even funny." So I just thought that was a nice, unusual way to end. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And that's all that I've got today. This is the Common Constitutionalist signing off, and y'all have a great day.